The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Excuse the little interruption here. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 24th day of August, 2016. And I'd like to thank Robbie Revolt for sitting in for me yesterday. Sometimes, folks, running everything, duty calls elsewhere, and well, rather than run a rerun, and I've heard the contrary to this, you know, if you got to take a day, you know, run a rerun of yourself. Well, yeah, but this is to promote other hosts on the network, you see. At any rate, well, the great Mark Levin. I don't think this guy's long for the sane world. Today, he was really upset that one of our warships off the coast of Iran was threatened by three or four dinghies. And he went off. And man, did he go off. And as I listened to him, I'm thinking to myself, you know, he says, if you people aren't upset about this, I don't know what's going to make you upset. Well, let me see. In the case of Iran, what did the CIA do to them 63 years ago? Oh, that's right. They toppled their government. They put the Pahlavi, or whatever the hell they call the Shah of Iran, in there. And he was nothing more than a puppet for the United States. And literally a hand puppet for the United States. So this went on for a number of years. You know, you just heard last week about this payment that was due Iran. Well, yeah, payment was due to them because they took Mr. Shah's of Iran's money. It was actually the state's money. And this was in the Franklin Bank. This was done, I think, back in 1980. And they reported $130 million. Well, as I always said with the government, good, bad, or indifferent, always times it by two, and you're still not safe. So here we have, let's just be devil's advocate here for a second and argue the $130 million. Let me see. After 20, 35, 36 years, what kind of interest would have accrued around that money? I don't know. $400 million? Maybe. Maybe. But Mark Levin, staying true to his nature, does not go into the whole concept of why we have waged war in the Middle East. See, we forget about these. We conveniently forget, and we jump midstream into the maelstrom that's got everybody's attention for a moment to build another nonsensical case of something. So your cured information in your head has to get pushed out because your brain can only handle so much. They're banking heavily on what you're going to forget over time. Basically, that's what it boils down to. And And rather than him going, you know, here's the 103rd anniversary of us dealing with the middleman, he should understand this. He's a New York Jewish attorney. He should know better than anybody else. He's got a prime front row spot on the takedown of America.
Oh, it's Obama. Oh, well, Donald Trump's flip-flopping on immigration.
Mm-hmm. So it's the cult personality. How can I keep you dazzled today? And I don't know, are his ratings sagging? Because, I mean, he went on a serious rant today. I don't think I've ever heard this guy to the extent of how he went off today. He was disgusted.
I come into the program today with an attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got an attitude as well. But for different reasons. People promoting the Republican or Democrat Party or whatever it is. You know, are you sick of watching this Trump-Clinton thing every single day on the news? And expect it for the next how many until November 7th, 8th? What's November 8th? How much more can they milk this? Now, they're going to arrive at a point where they're going to realize that their revenues are down because their viewership is down. Their viewership is down because it's a constant every single day. Let's pick the fly crap out of the sugar bowl. And let's bring up the pro-Trump people and the anti-Trump people and the pro-Hillary people and the anti-Hillary people. And let's dissect every single day a tweet, a twat, a misspoken word, whatever it is. And let's get some pundit of something from somewhere's opinion on that. And by the way, you can hashtag to us and give us your opinion on somebody else's opinion. Not having anything remotely to do with news or real information. It's la-la land, folks. It seems that we have been put in a state of suspended animation. I don't even know how to describe this. My senses have been reeling for quite some time. And it's... You know, it's like one gigantic, ginormous, can I use that word? Love that word. Ginormous, bad acid trip. Day after day, week after week, month after month. So, you know, what is Fox News going to do when they turn around and go, oh, geez. Well, where the hell did our viewership go? Oh, you mean the great pontificating one is not carrying your ratings anymore? The great Bill O'Reilly? You know, we don't want to have anything substantive. You know why? They're in the throes of a POTUS cycle here. Don't you think you could find some meatier things to talk about? I mean, do you think that it'd be worth a few minutes talking about handing over the control of the internet to international bodies? Or how about that TPP that parts of it are sneaking through as we speak? You know, what about that? What about real unemployment numbers? Could you imagine the outrage in this country, the absolute abject shock and awe of the American public if Fox News come out tomorrow and said, you know, unemployment's around about 30% in this country. And these yay-hos out there that can't do simple math. You know, if you've got over 50 million people on direct subsistence from the government, they didn't have that, they'd be homeless, foodless, and shelterless, and probably marked for death, or at least an early termination thereof. You know, we got over 90 million people in this country eligible to work, and they're not working. Hello, somebody add up the figures. Somebody speak This is why Trump became so famous, because he come out six guns a-blazing. Bang, bang, bang. Here, try this one for my hip. Here, try that one. And just enamored and got the attention of everybody, whether you politically followed him or not. Whoa. Jobs? Yeah, I haven't had a job in years. Yeah, I want a job. It is astounding to me. So, who has made the decision? This is what I would really like to know. Because there's an old axiom. You want to find out what's going on? Follow the money. So, if MSNBC and CNN and Fox, you know, true conservatives, God, I hate that word. I'm guilty of a hate crime. I don't even know what the hell does conservatism mean? What are you conserving? What, the last piece of key lime pie in your refrigerator? Is that what you're conserving? Oh, no, that's preserving. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Or better still, political question, does that piece of key lime pie have the right to exist without being devoured by you, you greedy person? Now, there's a real question. You know, I seriously, folks, I am out of words. Could you have imagined the blowback on Mark Levin? The shock and awe to his listeners? You know, like I said the other day on Monday's program, when I was talking to the general public out on the general street here, general information that they were generally stupid of. What, the Federal Reserve is a... The Federal Reserve's not a private corporation for profit? Really? Go look it up. You ignorant yahoo that's calling yourself an informed American. Go look it up. Now, would Mark Levin be out of a job if he came out and said, look, after 103 years, I think it's pretty much demonstrated that the middleman, you know, give it a tax, if that's what you want to apply to it, or interest. Oh, God, I don't know if we want to go there. But this phony banking system that we've been under for over 100 years, that has really, in large part, decimated this economy. In large part. You know, a few percentage points here and there to other causes, yeah, always there. But you got to have blood in order to scab over, don't you? Well, they never want to pick that scab because they want to keep everything neatly hidden away and protected. And I'm finding it fascinating that here is a guy that wrote a book on adding 11 amendments to the Constitution, and he seemed to be missing a few important points rather than writing about what has gone wrong with this country under existing law. Rather than doing that, he wants to add more protection to the republic for which it stands, and it can't stand against tyranny, not the likes that you're seeing. And it's kind of like all the politics today are, it's kind of like a Hillary Clinton campaign with talking to the media. No press conferences. You know, do I have to watch my blood pressure rise with all the millions of questions you have about me and my... we won't go there. No, we can't do that. Substantive. Politics, 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 politics. Never law that is supposed to guide the lawmakers. But no, we can't do that. Now, what advertising do you think Fox or MSNBC or any of these other A-hats, what funding would be pulled? What advertising campaign would be canceled if they came up and talked about the Federal Reserve System? I'm sorry, I don't think the Fed advertises directly on MSNBC, do they? I don't think they advertise on Fox. Never saw a commercial advertising extolling the virtues of the Federal Reserve System. And right on the heels of the announcement by Janet Yellen, and she ain't doing a whole lot of yelling about the banking system, she just quietly come out and said, well, you know what? We might have to quantitatively ease another $4 trillion out of your pocket. And nothing from the media. And this ties into my program that I did Monday of the generally dumb public that have an opinion based on no fact whatsoever. I have never seen, I mean, this is the condition our condition is in, folks. This is like, I don't know. This is like 2:15 a.m. RMS Titanic. Back in April of 1912. Oh, what is that? Oh, it looks like a ghost ship. No, it's an iceberg. Oh, water's up to my knees. Oh, crap. Nothing substantive, and they're going to keep doing this. You know, now we're kind of like on this scary roller coaster ride, aren't we? You know, we've gone up the main hill. We're cresting here. Here's where the terror comes in. It's not necessarily, you get a pretty good idea of the height going up there, and you go, I'm a little uncomfortable. Well, it's supposed to make you uncomfortable. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called a thrill ride. But now you're at the top. Now you're staring down, going, oh, no. Well, and that's where we're in this news cycle. So the closer we get to November 8th, now we'll really have something to talk about. Oh, the close races. Oh, the polls. Oh, the this. Oh, the that. I am worn out. I am flat worn out. As an old friend used to say many years ago, I'm over it, ain't you? But the never before in this country's history is an election ever more important. And look what we're dealing with. Whew. Whoa. Are you guys out there feeling the same thing? I want to hear from you today. I want to hear what the hell is on your mind. What are you thinking? You've gone kind of quiet, haven't you? We're either going to put the execution of the United States of America on pause for a while, or we're just going to hit fast forward after we get up to the top of that hill and on the downward slide, and things are going to be happening rather rapidly. And of course, when all the confusion and the chaos ensues, hey, I can't bother listening to that or paying attention to you or whatever. You know, here's chaos. Chaos is all they have to offer. You know, we're the watertight bulkheads that go all the way up to the top deck, okay? So punch holes in me all over the place. As long as I can contain it, I can stay afloat. But what they've caused across the board. I mean, and there's some outrageously stupid stuff that's going on right now. I'll get into some of this stuff after the break, folks. I mean, what the hell is on your people's minds out there? What are you thinking? Have you shut down? Have you stopped thinking? Have you gone on hiatus till after November 8th to know whether to grab your gun? Or to start packing a lunch for the job you think you're going to be getting.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Thank you, Mr. T. Sent this over. Heather McGee, president of Demos and Demos Action, whatever the hell that is, stated on Democracy Now that global warming causes productivity drops and therefore GDP to drop and causes unemployment and major drops in individual lifetime income. Global warming causes unemployment, folks. Were you aware of that? Holy crap. Somebody better tell the people down here in Texas, because we're used to moving and grooving in 100-plus degree heat down here. Holy crap, I didn't know that I was supposed to be unemployed because of the heat in Texas. Oh, I feel so uninvolved and ashamed because I didn't know. Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat.
Hi. Well, I was enjoying hearing you talk. In fact, I don't believe that I've heard anybody who mentioned that we did have the shots of money. But I really don't believe in the October surprise. Do you?
Well, I do know this.
that the banks don't have anywhere to go except printing more treasuries, and the banks are buying the treasuries. So they're buying bad debt, and that's going to have to come to a screeching halt. And
if, I was talking about the Shah's money that Obama said that we had Iran's money.
Oh, well, well, we did have Iran's money.
I know it.
What they're fighting about right now is the delivery of said $400 million.
Well, let me think about this, because I've been thinking about it lately. I don't believe the October surprise. I think it was totally made up. I mean, I wouldn't put it past George Bush, but...
George Bush?
You know the October surprise. They said he took this high-powered jet to and delivered some $4 million to $40 million to Iran. So I don't know where the fours come from, because the Iranians had grabbed our hostages for 400 days or something like that.
Yeah.
And let me tell you how I saw it. they didn't let the hostages go after he got the money, but they said that it was so that Carter wouldn't get credit for the hostages.
Ronald Reagan did, right?
Okay, but listen, they didn't let the hostages go until Ronald Reagan raised his hand and said,
I do.
I promise. I do. Yes, and they let him go that second. And the reason is because they said, this Ronald Reagan, he's going to be a Goldwater Republican. He's going to have us in war in no time. But the fact is, when he carried his big stick, we didn't have too much war, did we?
Oh, no. Well, there are different warfares, madam. There is bullets for bullets war, and then there's economic wars. What we did...
Well, I'm talking about bullet war. Pat,
let me draw the corollary here. You're the one that called.
Okay.
You're discussing this.
Bullet war.
You talk Ronald Reagan. And what did he do? What did he do with the Soviet Union? We had an arms race. Ronald Reagan,
right.
if you take a look through history, Ronald Reagan added to the national debt big time, because we didn't have the...
Well, by that time...
Okay, go ahead, Pat. Time, go ahead and talk. Don't let me get out of thought here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The interest was awful, but already by then, the interest. We do need to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
We just hopscotched over five different things that I wanted to talk about, but your last words and your parting shot here, because we got to go to the bottom of the hour break. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that Ronald Reagan, he believed in God, home, and country, and God honored that. And he believed in peace through strength, and he didn't take anything out of Grenada. He cleaned their plows. He didn't take anything out for Gaddafi. Gaddafi walked around with one arm raised because the other one got hit. So I'm not saying, well, a warmonger like Hillary, that lady is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. But I do think that we should tell our enemies we're just going to put up with only so much, and that's
it. But Pat, you know, you stirred up a bunch of stuff. You've got to hang on. Stay right there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
We are back. There's another song you never hear played on radio. Like it never existed. Pat, in Fort Worth, who do you see our enemies as?
I don't know. I just think of a scripture in Matthew. The enemies of God are they that would not that God rule over them, bring them forth before me and slay them.
Uh-huh.
It's in the New Testament. But I think it means, well, when you tell God what's going on, like in the Sodom and Gomorrah, he went down to find out and said if what he was hearing was real. And so,
well, Pat, you know my position on that. God knows what's going on, and he gave us a choice. Here's a couple paths
that's
you can
right.
follow. Take the right one. Take the wrong one. I'm going to pull your pot down here, so if you start speaking, it won't stop me from speaking and jumble my thoughts. The problem I'm seeing here, Pat, and as I said on my Monday's program over the weekend, man, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I kept hearing about our heroes, our heroes, our heroes, our heroes. You know, our heroes that are over there fighting the enemy in the Middle East. And it hit me, man, with a gale force. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, I'd seen the progression of this, that everybody wanted to get the hell out of the Middle East. They saw that we were doing nothing, only making, compounding, and making problems worse and worse and worse. And then they changed the narrative on this. That, well, you support our troops, don't you? You know, that's Mary and Bob's Don, their son, that lives down the street from me. You know, he's over in the Middle East, and, you know, I want to support him. So we changed the narrative. Nobody wanted the war. They wanted it to end. And then we went to, let's support our troops, and now we're down to calling them heroes. Pat, I don't know whether to crap, go blind, wind my wristwatch, get drunk, or give up the business of radio.
Best jobs. I'm here to tell you.
What?
You do one of the best jobs on the radio.
Well, we'll see.
You do.
We'll see.
And I can see where Trump's coming from most of the time, and no one else can see it, but I don't have a voice to say what I think. We don't have talk radio in Fort Worth.
You just did.
Not Christian.
Well,
they say they're Christian, but they're scared of Christians.
Okay, well, let's not get down that rabbit hole, because we'll be on for another 20 minutes with that one alone. All right, Pat, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
All righty. I want to hear what's on your mind. See if you can pass the smell test today. You tell me what a Christian is anymore, and maybe I can tell you what a conservative is anymore. See, everybody's got an opinion based on what? Nothing. Pretty much nothing. Under fire, EU chief Jean-Claude Juncker. Jawohl. Risked widening divisions with European leaders today by saying borders were the worst invention ever. Under fire, EU chief Jean-Claude Juncker. Worst invention ever. He called for all borders across Europe to be opened, despite the chaos caused over the last year from the flood of refugees fleeing Syria and the wave of terror attacks hitting various continents and the various continent cities over there in Europe. The remarkable comments will further undermine Mr. Juncker's precarious position as European Commission president. See, when these words fall out of the EU's president's face, you can pretty much garner that this is the framework of the opinion makers. He's faced repeated calls to quit after his failure to keep Britain in the EU and the refugee and Greek debt crises. Today accepted the Commission deserves criticism, but insisted national governments have to share the blame. Speaking at the ALPAC Media Academy this morning, he said borders are the worst invention ever made by politicians. Sorry. Maybe they do that in Europe, but that's not how it's supposed to work here. But at any rate, the contentious remarks from the Brussels chief are the polar opposite of moves by elected leaders of EU member states who have tightened their borders over recent months after more than a million entered the bloc from Syria in less than a year. He said a stronger EU was the best way of beating the rising trend of nationalism across Europe. Another extraordinary remark, if it can be any more extraordinary than that, he appeared to warn of war on the continent if the EU disintegrates, as he's echoed the warning of former French President François Mitterrand, who said nationalism added to nationalism would end in war. Damn. Why doesn't this guy run for president of the United States? Do you think he could be any worse than anything we've had in the White House? in memory? I don't know. Depends on how old you are. So this is still true. We have to fight against nationalism. We have to fight against nationalism. We have the duty not to follow populists, but to block the avenue of populists. The embattled EU Commission president described Brexit as an unheard of political crisis for the EU, but told EU member states that the only way of overcoming the challenge of Britain leaving would be to remain as one. In the concentration of globalism and European problems, we must not lose our way. You've already lost it. Dude. You know, after World War II, a lot of people were licking their wounds. They lost one hell of a lot of people. But the task of rebuilding, that always adds hope. You got the crushed bricks and mortars, so you gotta go out there and clean it up, and you gotta make things anew. What do the people of Europe have to look forward to now? And here's this whole globalism thing just keeps echoing in the background over and over and over again. That nation states with their own laws, with their own cultures, with their own money, somehow we couldn't figure out how to trade with each other before the EU came along, before the European Commission was there. People, I guess they didn't trade anything. They didn't buy anything from anybody else, and they didn't sell anything to anybody else. They're out to homogenize the entire planet, borderless. And with everything that entails. David in New York. Hello, David.
Hey there, John. How are you?
Hi.
Did you hear me?
I didn't. I heard you say, hi, how are you?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm the fellow who's, responsible for the ecregalblogspot.com website, and I've been working for about 25 years on the whole subject of money, which is at the root of everything else. And so, therefore, who the enemies are, the people who are currently running the money. If you actually look at the structure of the thing, it's an out-and-out parasitic fraud from top to bottom. But it's been dressed up so well for so long that most people, they have no clue that all the money that is assigned to them in a bank account, say, for somewhere, isn't really theirs. It says right on the stuff who it belongs to, and we don't even know who the Federal Reserve is because it's so private that from one day to the next, you don't know who actually owns the thing. Eustace Mullins was awfully close, probably. And he basically traced it probably to the Rockefeller Foundation and some other places where nobody can get to the actual shares. But in any case, somewhere between 3 and 6% gets siphoned off per year. And you could have me on sometime. We could discuss the proposal for a new monetary system, because that's really the only way forward, John.
Well, and David, I don't know how much you've listened to this program, but I've offered a couple of different solutions. For the time being, is quit dealing in this Federal Reserve script. Do what Kennedy did: introduce federal notes, not Federal Reserve.
Well, the first thing you got to do before you do that, John. And we'll know whether Mr. Trump is the real deal or not by what he does within the first 24 hours he takes office.
Okay, I didn't want to get around to Trump yet. You jumped the gun on me here.
David. Well, I'm getting to, in order to do what Kennedy did, you're going to have to arrest some people first.
Kennedy didn't arrest anybody, did he?
No, he didn't. That was his big mistake. Kennedy was an honest man. He thought that everybody out there dealt honestly. Well, he paid with his life, didn't he?
Okay.
No. We have to regard our enemies as criminals because that's what they are.
Well, but
that's how they think.
But how can they be deemed enemies if our Congress assembled invited the crooks in?
Oh, it gets worse than that, you know. I mean, why was the Constitution drawn up under armed guard, way away from the way, so nobody could pay any attention to what was really going on in the meeting? It was all about debts. It was all about settling debts after the Revolution. That's where this all comes from. It all goes down to that. You realize when they asked the Amsterdam bankers back into England, they actually had the gall to demand back the back payment of the debts of the previous king, and the people had to agree to that. That's what we're dealing with.
You know, what is...
They're the enemy.
It's the anniversary today of the Brits in, what, 1814... burning the White House down, and burning the Supreme Court down. Here we are, 202 years later, and I'm thinking to myself, they should have never rebuilt the damn thing. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well,
so,
what's even more crazy is that you can still see the banks, the original buildings of the original national banks before the Federal Reserve. Yeah, why aren't they in ruins? Why are they kept in such immaculate condition? Amazing.
Well, I don't know if you heard the show Monday, and I was talking about...
I did, actually, yes.
Okay, when I looked at this guy, and he says, well, what do you mean the Federal Reserve is a private corporation?
A lot of people don't know.
And I looked at him, and I said, you didn't know that? Well, he didn't admit that he didn't know it, but he did admit it by the question that he asked, but he just sat there dumbfounded. And, you know, I was an uninvited converser with these people. They didn't ask me, hey, come on over here. I want to ask you a question. I walked up to them to ask them a question. And the more that I talked to these guys, the more cynical they got as to who I was. I could have been Jihadi Jim standing there getting ready to cut their heads off. You know, that is the kind of response. That's the kind of protectionism I saw going up around these guys' heads. And it was palpable. I could feel it. And I'm thinking to myself...
Yeah, it's like...
I was thinking to myself, David, how in God's green earth are we going to be able to solve anything when we can't even get people to admit fact?
We're seeing the manifestation directly of several generations of the educational system we've lived under, which has placed a tremendous stress over that part of ourselves which appears to be animal... over that part of ourselves which appears to be rational.
Hmm.
We're seeing the manifestations of it.
I'm not.
Whenever I run into people like that, John, I say, okay, I know right away I can't convince them of a thing.
And I'll tell you what, if you cannot win the educational battle, you're not going to win anything. Because you're always going to have problems. And I'm almost to the point that I'm convinced that there's no bringing this country back because the people that are going to be fighting and scratching and dropping dimes on you and jamming you up because you want the country that you recognized as a child, at least. That's what was presented to us.
Yep.
To get that back, they're going to be fighting you all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know. They call this, they have names for this kind of stuff, David. Purges, cleansing, that sorts of thing. But how many people do we have to cleanse out of this country to stop the opposition to get our constitutional republic back? And don't you think that's going to cause a crap storm if that starts happening?
I don't think that it can be done without bloodshed, John. Seriously.
Well,
I'm a reasonable man, and I see things in a reasonable manner. And I see that if when you have incontestable force that's applied to something that will not move, then inevitably it has to be settled by bloodshed.
What is the website that you said at the opening?
Well, you know, I represent the ideas of E.C. Regal that were actually enunciated the first time on your network by a man who was frankly not up to the task.
Okay.
And I sort of took it over from him and have pursued it to my 94th recent post. It's E.C. Riegel, R-I-E-G-E-L, E-C-R-I-E-G-E-L, .blogspot.com.
Blogspot.com. All right. Do me a favor, David, hang on. Board Op is going to talk to you during the break here.
Certainly, John.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
I don't even know who the hell E.C. Riegel is. Here's another rabbit hole I got to go down. Holy mackerel. 3 minute break. We'll be back.
They came and took it all away.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Marguerite in Tucson. I'm assuming that's Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, hi, John. I wanted to call in actually originally because yesterday when I was listening to your guest host, I found that so fascinating because he made so many connections, taking some people and looking at with whom they associated while in college and whose father knew whom and all of these kinds of things. So it was really fascinating because we can make these connections and wonder, you know. I mean, it definitely is a club the rest of us don't even have any clue about. Mm. And so, and I just wanted to say, because he mentioned that he did a wonderful job, and it was quite interesting, and so have him again someday as a guest host, because it was interesting.
But you do know that he's on this network, right, on Sunday nights?
Yes, I do. He indicated that. Isn't he on the weekend?
Yes, he is, Sunday nights.
Yes, it's, and I realize that now I'm fairly new, actually, to you, because I am listening to Mike Rivero, and once he switched over to Republic Broadcasting, then you just followed him, and I was listening to you and got interested. And a matter of fact, one of the fascinating things there was also the guest host, or the guest, you had Technocracy Rising. Now, that was really fascinating, and I went out, bought the book, read it, and I have been recommending it left and right.
Now, that wasn't a political comment, left and right, right? Or I should say left and right, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right, well, Marguerite, welcome to the network is all I can say. And our guy is on Sunday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sunday night Central Time. So I
will definitely listen to him too. I listen to all sorts of different ones. I haven't heard everybody yet, but you know, there is life beyond Republic Broadcasting. But also, I wanted to throw in, since you brought up Mark Levin, I actually stopped listening to him when he was pushing how Cruz was ever so eligible, and I thought, boy, for a lawyer, he was pretty stupid. Levin, I mean.
Yeah.
Because he just sat on this and was beyond comprehension. So I stopped listening to him, because I also listened to Savage, and Levin followed him on the station, and then I went and I just left Levin, and I found Mike Rivero, and now I found you.
Well, there's a whole treasure trove over here, my dear.
Absolutely, absolutely, and there is so much going on, and it's disastrous to realize how many people have no clue. Now, I've been following a lot of different things for quite a while, but some of the things one just doesn't even comprehend, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate those kind words, Marguerite.
Okay, well, and I thank you, and carry on.
We're going to try to do that. Thank you. All right, folks, we got to take top of the hour break here. Evidently, all the people today, when I said, you know, what the hell are you people thinking out there? Are they? Here's a scary thought, that they don't know what to think anymore. If that's the case, then we're in some serious trouble.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.